Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Hi, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as StarsCast. I'm waiting for my guests to arrive. I've had her on the show before, and she's going to be on again July 5th, all about astrology, all about. Today we're going to discuss moon signs, houses, and healing. This is her new book, I Don't Know. You know, things happen. People look at the time and say, oh, I have time, and then, you know, pretty soon it's time to get on the air and all of that good stuff. But anyways, you've got to listen to me until she arrives. Anyways, things that are going on. Well, we're getting close to the new issue of Mystic Living Today. Submissions are accepted until the end of the month, and this is already the 26th, so I will be starting it probably tomorrow. You can send poetry, excerpts from books, articles. Most anything is acceptable, and I need an image with it and credits to be put at the bottom, like if you have a website. You can send that to stars with a Z, cast, C-A-S-T, like in Tom, at mysticlivingtoday.com. And once it's up, it doesn't go up live until the 1st, but once I have it up for you to look at, I'll send you a link, and you say, oh, this is wrong, that's wrong, or it's perfect. Hopefully it's perfect. But anyways, then I want to get on to stars with a Z, psychics.com. We're kind of revamping the site a little bit. I'm going to have readings for $1 a minute for first-time clients. Normally, I just offered 10, 15, and 25. Now I'm going to do 5, 10, 20, 5, 10, 15, and 20. So it'll be a better opportunity for people who just want to try for 5 minutes. It's only $5, and that's first-time clients only. Then I have a reduction in the second batch of rates coming in after you've been on the site, had a reading for the second time. Those will be changed. We have our newsletter now that you can sign up for on stars with a Z, psychics.com. And it's going to, that image says you get a one card draw, but in actuality, I have not changed that on purpose, but we're going to do a full reading once a month. Excuse me, once a month. So that'll be good, and I don't really know who's going to do it. Maybe Stars Amber. It might be in the chat, 15 minutes in the chat. I don't know yet. And let me take a drink of water here before I lose my voice entirely. Thank you. We have a lot of pollen right now, and so if you go outside and you start to breathe that in, oh, it does a number on your throat, and you know yours truly feeds the ducks and the squirrels. And I have a woodpecker, and I have a turtle. A big turtle that comes, and I have a pair of cardinals. Isn't that beautiful? A male and a female. You know, those are supposed to be like your, okay, wait a minute. She just sent me a note quickly. Let's look at this. She said, oh, no, Natalie, I'm at work. I had 1 p.m., took leave from 1 to 2. It is 1 p.m., my love. Okay, well, we'll see what happens here. She'll get here when she can. Let me give her a quick note. Anyways, things like this happen. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter how much you go back and forth with email. There's just a slip. I mean, I've done it too. Gosh knows I've done it. But anyways, back to the newsletter. So we'll do a full reading once a month. We've got downloads in there, and there's going to be a link to our chat room. Every Thursday at 8 o'clock, Star JC is going to be there with Stars Owl discussing topics like, you know, angels and a little astrology. It's just going to be a topic discussion. No no readings or anything like that. You're welcome to join that. That link will also be in the newsletter. But if you want to know about it, because that'll be tomorrow night, you can certainly email me at starswithazcast@starswithazpsychics.com. And everybody asks me, sometimes not everybody, but a lot of people say, where did StarsCast come from? Well, actually, it came from when I worked for America Online. We had to get a name, and I was an astrologer. I still am. But I didn't want it to be the normal S-T-A-R-S, you know, for stars. So I kept fooling around on a piece of paper, and my van webmaster loved S-T-A-R-Z. So that's how it became. And so I took everything. I took starpsychics.net, starpsychics.com, .org, you name it, I have it. Anyway, so that's where the stars prefix came from. We have a lot of good things on the blog you can look at, all kinds of things. I have stuff on angels. I mean, you know, you really need to go and peruse it because it's pretty lengthy. The blog itself has been on the site for 10 years, so that's a heck of a lot of information, I want to tell you. Lots of information there. And we love it. We just, you know, I love doing it. Stars Amber contributes. And sometimes we get stuff from other people. Everybody's welcome to contribute to that. Even though it's on starpsychics.com, you can still contribute to it. Sometimes I'll take somebody's stuff that I get that's an author, you know, for example, and they're in Mystic Living Today, and I'll put it in there. Carmen is one of them. She's coming, I'm sure. I'm not going to worry about her. But Carmen is one because she's an astrologer. And oftentimes I'll say, hey, Carmen, got anything astrology-wise for the blog? And once I do the blog, then I have the ability to share it everywhere. It'll go on Twitter, Pinterest, Facebook. Stars Amber does Facebook. It'll go there. It'll go to Tumblr. It'll go to TikTok. If I put it there, it'll go to TikTok. Sometimes I don't put it there. And, of course, it'll go on all the Instagram pages that I have, which are four of them right now. So lots of things. Let's see, what else can we talk about? I think I'm going to sneeze. Boy, this is really good because I'm not interviewing her or talking to her. I've got all these things going on with my voice, so I can take care of all these issues real quick, right? Real quick. Anyways, let's see, what else can I tell you? So anyways, now, you know, the readers on the site on Star Psychics, I have interviewed all of them. Some of them have been with me. Oh, even when I just did Planet Stars on America Online. So like Star Sedona, she's been with me over 20 years because I started Planet Stars in 1998. She's been with me that long. She took a year off when her significant other was ill and needed her help, but then she was back. She's probably the longest long-term one I've had and still with me. And she's in the UK. A lot of them are in other countries. You know, I have some that are, well, a couple of them are in actually in Africa, but right now, you know, they have trouble with their electricity. Sometimes it's on, sometimes it's off. I have one gal who really can't. She gets like 2 hours on, 2 hours off. And, you know, when you have 2 hours on, you're doing things that you really need to do. So she hasn't been on the site. But other than that, things are going good. Things are picking up. I'm really happy about that. Let's see, what else can I talk about? Well, everybody knows about my granddaughter who goes to SCAD. I'm so proud of her. She's made the dean's list now. This is second, going into third quarter, so it looks like she's going to do it again. But, you know, when you aim so high like that and then it changes for you, it's a little difficult. Oh, it's 12 here. I don't know how I got the time zone mixed up. Okay. Well, we won't worry about it. She shows up or she doesn't. Or she comes the last 30 minutes. It doesn't matter. We will wait for Carmen. Carmen is wonderful. She is so knowledgeable. And if you want, you can go to her site. It's called Carmen Turner Schott. CarmenTurnerSchott.com. She has her new book that's coming out, Moonshine Houses and Healing, Gain Emotional Strength and Resilience Through Astrology. Astrology is really something. You know, it's got an awful lot to it. It really, really does. You'll see all the books that she's done. Now, her one after this, when she comes in July, she'll be talking about phoenixes and angels mastering the 8th and 12th house, the astrological houses. So, you know, that's going to be interesting. I mean, I can't wait to talk to her today about the moon things, because yesterday, everything that could go wrong went wrong. You know, and it's got nothing to do with a retrograde or nothing like that. It's just everybody had issues, and they didn't follow through with it, what they were supposed to do. And yours truly sat here and just, okay, so this is not happening, and that's not happening, but it's okay. You know, it's all good. You know me, I don't get upset, or at least I don't try to get upset. It's not worth it. But yesterday, it was the strangest day. And I want to ask her about where the moon was. My moon is in Leo. And, yes, I wear my heart on my sleeve. And the problem with that is, yes, I can be vain. You know, I like to look pretty. I like to look nice. But I can also get hurt. I can get hurt deeply. And I want to have her talk about these things and go through the signs with us. So she said here, I have leave at 1. Well, I don't know what we're going to do here. I only have this for 90 minutes. So let me think here. We might put this on hold. I don't know if I can change the time. Let me do a quick note here for her. I have it till 2. Okay, so see, it's not quite, it's 12 o'clock. Well, actually, it's 12:11 her time. Let me tell her that I have radio till 2:30. Now, I might be able to change the time. I don't know. Let me see. If I can do that, we'll do it. You know, Natalie will work her magic here somehow. Oh, gosh. Oh, I could talk to you about a lot of things, really, but I don't want to waste your time. I know you're here to listen to Carmen. So I am going to see if I can change this time somehow. I don't think I can. I don't think it's going to allow me to change the time. So, gee, I don't want to have to talk for an hour. That is too much. And then only have her for 30 minutes. So let me see if she wants to change this, and we'll do this another time when we have more time. So just bear with me a moment. Actually, we could do her maybe tomorrow. Let me ask her. She's probably really frazzled about this, and I don't want her to be frazzled. But yet I don't want to sit here and bore everybody about my stuff. I can talk to you about my tarot deck, my Star Psychics tarot deck. They are trademarked. The name is trademarked, Star Psychics, Your Future Awaits. It'll be a year in June, this June, that I applied for the trademark. It all went through and everything, but then there's a process. And then you hear back from them that they've checked everything out. It's all good. Then you get another certification. And then after, like on the site, instead of it saying TM, it will have an R with a circle around it for registered. And that's registered in the United States, of course. To do in another country, you have to do each country. Believe it or not, they don't just do a whole, like, okay, let's do the Orient, or they don't do that. I think they might do the Orient, but that's just so costly, you know. And now my cards that are shown anywhere, okay, she wants to do this. I can rent a car. Okay, let me see. Okay, yes, that's what she's going to do. Okay, hold on, let me send her. Okay, go to car. Go to car, honey. Here we go. Anyways, the trademark thing. I had these done by a gal. She did the sketches, and she's from Spain. And Oh, it took a lot of time. It actually took about over a year to get them done right because she kept wanting to do them dark. You know, some of the Rider-Waite cards and the other tarot decks are dark. I didn't want that. I wanted it to be uplifting and make you feel good when you look at them, make you feel good when you hold them, and you will. They're beautiful. But anyways, if you see them anywhere on the Internet, they are watermarked. That means I had an artist come in and watermark each card. You'll see a little tiny white star psychics on the card. That's so people don't steal the image. But I would find out about it anyways. And then of course, the trademark division would come after you. So you really can't do that. I don't expect people to do that. Why would somebody do that? But you know what? Things happen, right? No, she sent me another one. Okay. It's one now. Okay. Okay. So she's going to, I think she's going to run to her car, I guess. I don't know. How funny is this, right? We're kind of doing all of this remote, aren't we? It's wonderful. But go to her site. You're going to see Carmen Turner Schott. You're going to see these beautiful books that she's done. Mysteries of the Eighth Astrological House. You know, that's a tricky house. You know, that is known as beginnings and endings and also money given and money received in the general spectrum of it. Just the general terms. The eighth house, and you can, I didn't realize this until I started really looking because I have software. But the one thing you don't want is to have your natal sun into your eighth house. That's the end of things. That, because the sun is your physical self. So you don't want to ever see that. I look at mine, but I don't. I mean, you know, what can we do, right? We have to just roll with things and see what happens. But that's the eighth house. And then she's got here Mysteries of the 12th. Oh, the 12th house. Oh, that's your inner self. That's your things that you really keep hidden, you know. It's the secrets. It's things that you don't tell everybody, right? Well, she's got that as the House of Fallen Angels. That was a good show. Because I've had her on a few times before. Then one of her books is Sun Sign Houses and Healing. Well, my son is in the 10th house, 2 degrees in Sagittarius. Now, you're thinking, 2 degrees. Well, yeah, had I been born, like, I think it turned into Sagittarius earlier that day, and I was born, I was born in the morning, so it was closer to midnight. Like, before midnight, it would have been right 0 degrees in Scorpio. But I do pick up Scorpio traits. And you've probably heard that before. Well, if you're close to the sign, other sign, you pick it up. You really do. I know you do. Now, my ascendant is in Capricorn. So that's the thing that everybody sees. They always see your ascendant. So they see me more as this workaholic. I keep doing and doing and doing, and that's true. But one good thing about it, and somebody told me this a long time ago, it's a little goat, and that goat will climb up that hill and get there before you will, and they'll last, and that's exactly what a Capricorn does. They will outlast you. And so if you use all three, the sun, the moon, and the ascendant, all of those things, you'll know a little bit about yourself. But your first house, and I shouldn't be going through all this because Carmen's going to do this. I don't know. I just told her I would wait. Okay, Carmen, it's already 20 after, almost 20 after. I've been blabbering away here. I hope you're enjoying this. I am. Somebody said to me, oh, Natalie, you could talk for hours. I can, but if anybody has any questions, they can certainly call in. The number is 347-838-9736. I'll be happy to answer your questions for you. I don't put that on the show page because a lot of times some of the authors or entertainers, they don't really like answering questions and they don't like to do readings. Now, Carmen probably would, you know, you say, well, my sun is in this, or since we're talking about moon, my moon is this in this house. Okay, well, there you go. Now, my moon, my natal moon is sitting in my seventh house. I have a stellium there, all in Leo. A stellium is three planets or more in the same sign. In the same house. I have that. And moon in the seventh means, I have a lot of emotional attachments because the seventh house is the house of relationships. It's the house of marriage and contractual agreements. But I like to use it as like, you know, okay, the moon is your emotions. This is what you're about. And yes, I can be, I'm not, you know, I'm not super sensitive. I mean, I can pull away if I have to. I'm going to look and tell you how many degrees I believe my moon is. How many degrees is my trusty little moon? Moonshine, where are you? I have to find it. I believe it's 9 degrees. Okay, so I'm not right at the tip of it. I'm not in the middle, but I'm kind of like, you know, into it a little bit. But I do pick up those traits very much so. And I think the girl that did this one chart thing for me was not very accurate because actually I have 4 planets in the seventh. Oh my gosh, is that horrible? No, it's not really horrible. It means I love interactions. I love people. I love talking. Everybody knows that about Natalie. Natalie loves to talk. Here, I'm going to tell you exactly because I'm finding my little horoscope, my chart here. Okay, I have Saturn, Mars, the Moon, and Pluto in the seventh house. Ooh, that's a lot of them, isn't it? It sure is. It sure is. So, okay, my Moon is 9 degrees in Leo. I have Mars 2 degrees in Leo. I have Saturn 24 degrees. And so my stellium is actually Mars, Moon, and Pluto, looks like to me. Yes, I can't read this because it's so faded. I did this such a long time ago. But anyways, and my ascendant is 22 degrees. Now, something about degrees. I learned this a long time ago because I was trained from this lady. Her name was Ivy Jacobson Goldstein. I got all of her books, and she kind of got attached to me. She's since gone. And what she did was she sent me a letter. And her books were all the pages were typed. So she had the typeset done from her typewritten pages. It was the coolest thing. Well, I have all of them. But then I got this letter, and I'm looking, and I'm thinking, wow, look at this. She actually, I mean, it went through the paper. That's how I knew it was typed. And it was the same typeset that she had in her book. Anyway, she told me something then. You know, I was just getting into computers and software. I had matrix software. Actually, I had a piece of software before that was a square, not a circle for the horoscope. And she said, now remember something. Computers will be great, but you still have to use your mind and your knowledge. And she was right. I mean, all they do is show you the placements, and you can get your your natal chart done any place. All over the place, actually. Let's see what else. Oh, my moon is in Sagittarius in the 11th. No, my Mercury is in Sagittarius in the 11th house. See, that's how I like to communicate with people. 11th house is friends, hopes, and wishes. Talk. That's me. And my Venus is in the 9th house at the top. Oh, yes. Can I be jealous? Yeah. It's not a nice thing to have, but you just have to control it. And you look at something and say, gee, I really wish I could have that. Or how come I can't do that? How come I can't be like that? But then you have to really think about it, that you are what you are, and you have to take all of these beautiful traits that you have and use them. Use every bit of them. I've been reading, I read something, I read a lot. You can imagine that. But anyways, there is a gentleman who does, he's a speaker. And he says this to the audience, he said, now, he says, I know, you know, everybody asks, oh, God, I want this, oh, God, I want that. And he said, well, what happens is God hears everything that you want, okay, everything, all your desires. But he said what he does is he puts it in a nice little box and puts a bow around it. And then he sends it to you. But the thing of it is you don't know when you're going to get it. So all these things that you've wanted and wished for, oh, I'm not heard. Oh, it'll never happen. You know, I always end my show the same thing. Believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. And to me, that's like the gospel to me. I wouldn't say that to my a priest because he'd think I was nuts. But it's true. To me, it's true. And so you see, we all have wishes. I would like to finish my fairy tale and have it printed so people could read it. Somebody said you probably should just talk about it because I could talk about it. It's a beautiful love story. And is it a fairy tale? Kind of. It is. What age group? Well, it can be for anybody, but I kind of geared it towards those who are like, oh, I don't know, maybe 10, who are starting to question things and they have so many wonders about them. Why is this? And can this really happen? And what about this? And what about that? So that's what it's about. But it's about a man and a woman. And the fact that they, and I'm probably giving a lot of my story away, the fact that they are seeking each other out, you'll say, well, is this a soul connection, a spirit connection, a soulmate? No, it's something much more than that. And the thing of it is that we have many lifetimes. You can believe that or you can't. It doesn't matter. Okay, so way back when, we found each other. But then things, you get separated. Then you advance. You go to another level of your life, another lifetime. And maybe you're not together in that lifetime. But there's something about you. Now, that reminds you, remember, this is my fairy tale. There's something about within both of you that you're always looking. Because you know I'm going to find that person again. And I'm not going to tell you the end. The end it's a really good ending. Of course, Natalie wouldn't do it any other way. I like to believe in good things and that good things happen. So they seek each other each lifetime. They seek each other. They want to know. They're always looking. I mean, oh, yeah, they see other people. They meet other people. And sometimes they even marry other people. But there's a part of them that's still looking and watching because something is just not quite right. Now, does this couple find each other? You betcha. And it goes on to a beautiful story for them. And the fairy tale itself, I don't know if I should call it a fairy tale, but it really is because people say, oh, yeah, sure, Natalie, you sound like you're just a dreamer. Yeah, I am a dreamer, but that's how things happen is when you dream. Now, Carmen, where are you? So anyways, that's a part of my fairy tale. Do I have a name for it? I have a couple of names. I haven't decided yet. Once I do and I start to write it out, then I'm going to mail it back to myself because that's a poor man's copyright. That's what they call it. And that's what you do. You mail your manuscript back to yourself, and then it belongs to you. And that's what you do. Would I have it copyrighted? I don't know. If it became a book, maybe. Maybe. But I like to tell little stories about it because, they end up in some beautiful places together once they connect because they each know where they want to go. And it's really unreal. It's not really unreal, but it is. They want to go to the same place, but they didn't know that. And they end up in the same place. And it's just a beautiful story. And when you write for younger people, I mean, I love spooky movies and horror movies, and I love all that kind of stuff. But when you're writing something that's has kind of a fairy tale kind of thing, you want it to end really good. This ends really good. So you won't be disappointed. Not at all. Natalie doesn't disappoint. Now, I'm wondering here. I'm looking. Keep looking at my email, trying to see, is she coming? Okay, come on. Okay, let's go. I can run to my car and call. I told you to run to your car. Call. E.T., call. E.T., come home. E.T., home. I'm thinking about some of the movies that are out there now, too. See, I can talk about a lot of stuff, can't I? Movies that are out there. Oh, did you see Elvis, that movie? That was done very well. I have been an Elvis fan probably since I was 13 years old. It was either Elvis or Ricky Nelson at that time. And my girlfriend liked Ricky Nelson. She said, why do you like Elvis? Well, Elvis became the big star, And I just, there's something about him. I love hands and voices. Men's hands and voices. That's what my ear tunes into. I look at their hands and I listen to their voice. And sometimes people say, well, why hands? I say, well, hands, a man's hands, those are the hands that are going to hold you one day. And they do. So you look at them. I like large hands. Strong hands. You know? So the next time you're looking at somebody or you're attracted to some guy or your significant other or whatever, look at their hands. Hands tell you an awful lot. Now, my hands are small. I'm petite. I'm not a large girl. I'm like 101 pounds and 5'2", a very petite frame. It has its advantages, but then it's not so easy when you're going to look for shoes or clothes or, you know, my ring size used to be 3 1/4, but it's probably smaller than that now. I don't know, but that's just a little bit about my size. But that's enough about me. I wish somebody would call. Call me. I want to answer a question. Okay, what are you going to do? What is she going to do here? I told her to go. Okay, go to car, I said. That's the last note to her, so maybe she's going to run to the car. Let's hope so. I said do another day, but she never answered that, so she's probably got it set in her mind for today, and we'll just wait. But we're not going to, you know, it shuts off at 2:30, so we have an hour, which is not bad. It's okay. Maybe she can sneak out now. I didn't even think to remind her. Well, I know I said Eastern Standard Time now that I'm looking at my emails, but, you know, like I said, you know, people, sometimes you just don't even think about things. Oh, okay, 1 o'clock. Okay, I have plenty of time. I set a timer. I mean, if I'm sitting outside or something, I have my timer on my phone go off about 20 minutes before showtime. And that's what I do. But you know, I do this every week, and I've been doing this for 10 years, so it's pretty easy to be in sync with it. So anyways, I'll tell you a little bit more about her. She says here, in a birth chart, your moon sign represents your true personality and emotions. Okay. So I'm a Leo. Remember that. Let's see. What else does she say here? In addition to characteristics, values, affirmations, and self-care guidelines, you'll learn from her books how the signs approach relationships, find comfort, and face challenges. Pretty good, huh? All good stuff. Well, if I could have changed the time on this, I would have, but I can't. It won't let me start. I'll lose the time, and I can't do that because you have so much time in a day with Blog Talk Radio, and they've done a fine job all these 10 years I've been with them. A long time, huh? Yeah. Now, you know, when we first started the show, my very first show was on a Valentine's Day. Is that hilarious? Valentine's Day, February 14th, 10 years ago, okay? And I had guests on. I had some of my readers on, and we chatted and everything. And then after that show, I would have another reader come on with me once a week for an hour. And then it kind of progressed into something else. And then I started doing topics with Maya Moon, Stars Maya Moon. Everybody probably remembers her. Well, her and I became very close, like sisters, and, of course, she passed away suddenly, and I was devastated. So I didn't do the radio for 3 months. I couldn't. I was just, it was completely taken back with it. It just, I don't know, just did something to me, and it wasn't nice, and I was lost. I was totally lost. And then a friend of mine, Al Diaz, he's on Facebook. He called me and he said, you have to do the radio show again. And I said, oh, I don't know if I can. Well, I used to do them on Mondays. Monday nights we would do them. He said, then pick a different day, different time. So what he did for me is got me back, got my feet wet again to talking on the radio. And that was about, let's see, she's been gone about 5 years now. So it was a tough time. We did weekly shows. She did the blog every day. Oh, I think she's here right now. I think this is my lovely Carmen. Hold on.
Yes.
Is this my lovely Carmen?
It is. I had 1 to 2. I'm so sorry.
No,
and,
you were
in the
right.
Email.
It was just the wrong time zone. Don't worry. I have been talking about you. I've been talking about astrology. But anyways, let's stop. Here's the expert. I mean, she's the real deal. Anyways, I want to bring on Carmen Turner Shop. She's been on the show before. She's going to be back on the show in July the 5th, as a matter of fact, with Phoenixes and Angels. But today we are talking moon signs, houses, and healing. Gain emotional fulfillment and resilience through astrology. You know, I don't know where the moon was yesterday, Carmen, but I had a day from hell. Now, don't laugh. My moon is in Leo now, okay? I can deal with a lot. I did. But it went for my Instacart delivery. It went for my meds, not be delivered at my door. It was put in my mailbox. She shouldn't have done that. So I was floundering about that. And then there was something else. And then there was something. I mean, it was like you would think it would have been a retrograde in Leo.
Well, there's Mercury is retrograde, which is all of these miscommunication, you know, the time thing, your mail, all of that. Is the planet Mercury is retrograde, and it went retrograde on the 21st, and it's messing with communication and emails and travel and technology and packages and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's true. I have never, but it was a lot of things. What sign is it in, though?
Right now, the moon was in Gemini and went into Cancer yesterday.
Okay.
So the moon is in Cancer today.
Okay,
and,
well, my moon is in Leo. How did it affect me so terribly bad?
Well, I think what affected you was that Gemini moon, and everything's retrograde Mercury right now, and Mercury rules Gemini.
It rules Gemini.
So, yes, and Virgo, which is my sign, so I've been having all kinds. I sent three emails yesterday with this attachment, and I saw the attachment go up, and it said it was the right document, right? Well, when they got it, they said, well, number one, they couldn't open it. Okay, I'm like, okay, it's blank. Well, I sent it again, and they said it was the wrong document. It was some other meeting. I'm like, what? And I saw it insert, you know, on the attachment. I go back on there, and what do you know? It was the wrong meeting. And so then I had to send it a third time.
Well, then you were right in line with me because it was, and then something else happened. It was like unreal. It was like somebody set it up one after, and I'm thinking, what is all this? I didn't even think of the retrograde, although we know, you know, a lot of times the retrograde holds up things so that when it goes forward, it's going to come right the right way to you. We know that. But it can affect you, like raise havoc with you, like, you know, your vacuum, dishwasher, your da-da-da-da.
I tell you, it has been, well, we had a lot of stuff going on astrologically this month. I'll tell you what, I don't know about you, but I had a headache for 5 days straight when that solar eclipse happened that was the beginning of this month in Aries, and that, you know, it was just intense. And that happened on the 19th, 20th, which was just a couple, you know, what, last week. And,
yes.
And everybody felt anxious and a little bit of anxiety and just like this physically felt strange, you know, and intense energy and headaches and jaw pain. And I know a lot of people that couldn't get rid of the headache and they were in for teeth issues, emergency, root canals because, you know, Aries rules the head. The face, the brain, the jaw.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Very interesting to hear this from people in my groups, you know, when I posted, how is the eclipse affecting you? Do you have a headache? Everybody, I have had a headache for days. It was one after the other, hundreds of people. And I thought, yep, astrology is energy, and it affects us, right?
Well, it does, and that's what we're here to talk about. Okay, so this latest book that you have, of course, it's just beautiful. Of course, everything you do
thank
is beautiful.
You.
Moon signs, houses, and healing. Well, it's true. I mean, it's true. It's true. I mean, we hit it off right away the last time you were on the show. And then when you said, I want to do this one, then I want to do the other one, I said, right on, we're doing it. But anyways, okay, so now you had a book before this, so I'm going to go down. This one, it was the eighth house, the mysteries of the eighth house. Isn't that correct, the one that you did before this one?
No. Now,
no,
well, that, you know, I did sun signs, houses, and healing, and I did the mysteries of the 12th astrological house with you, I think.
Yes, yes, I see it on your site. Beautiful pictures. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
The sun signs, houses, and healing book came out last May with Llewellyn, and now they asked me to write a companion guide, moon signs, houses, and healing, and that's how this book came about. So really, they both are beginner's guides that I recommend getting both, because I explain the basics of everything, what all the planets are, all the signs, what it means, how to do a natal chart, a birth chart, and then every single chapter is dedicated to each of the sun signs. And you can learn more about each one and yourself and your family and friends, look up people. And I did the same thing with the moon signs book, you know. And to know what your moon sign is, you know, most people, they know their sun sign. You know, it's the day and year the day and month you're born. But the moon sign, a lot of people don't know that it's more, even I would say more important than the sun sign, because it's your emotional nature, it's your inner nature, it's your intuition, it's where you find comfort and security and emotional fulfillment. And the moon sign is so important, because that is the real you, the inner you, that you don't typically show to others, right, until you trust them and feel comfortable. And to find out your moon sign, you know, there's moon calculators out there online. You can do, you know, moon sign calculation. If you don't have your birth time, you can still do a calculation with your day, month, and year to see what sign the moon was in, because the moon moves through each of the 12 astrological signs every 2 to 3 days. So it's pretty quick. And so depending on if you're on the cusp of right when the moon's getting ready to change signs, even twins can have a different emotional nature because they have a different moon sign. That's what happens, see. And everything else may be exactly alike in a twin's chart, but the moon sign placement changes so quickly, they could have a completely different emotional nature. And
a few degrees can make a difference, too. I mean, people don't realize that.
Sure.
They don't, you know, and the time. I mean, sometimes you're a minute apart or whatever you are. Now, my moon is in Leo in the seventh house. So, I was talking about that before you got on the air, and I said, you know, Leo, yes, I wear my heart on my sleeve. Yes, I can be hurt. Yes. But there's an inner strength with me with a Leo and in the seventh house, I mean, it's everybody I deal with practically in the business that I'm in.
Oh, yeah. It's all about relationships and partnerships and collaboration and, you know, business. You know, partnering with people, networking with people. But you're right, Leo, you know, I was talking about Leo moon the other day. You know, Leo, the fire moons, which are Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius, they typically overcome things a lot more quickly than other moon signs. You know, hardship, emotional trouble, because you're fire and you're able to push forward and
Sometimes, Carmen, it's, but I'll tell you something, these last, I don't know how long it's been. I had to go see my cardiologist this one time, and he said to me, well, what's going on? I said, I'm just like, things are bothering me a lot. You know, my sight wasn't doing good. And he said, he looked at me, he says, what's the stressor? You have a stressor. He said, because you're not usually like that. He said, you find that, you get rid of it, you'll be good to go. And I found out what it was. It was a person.
Wow.
And as soon that's something I talked to you on the phone about. It was a person, and it was an irritant every single day.
Oh.
And so because of everything else that was going, I mean, the magazine was fine. It was my Star Psychics. And because it was every single day. First thing now was the first thing I got hit with, because I have my phone, I drink my coffee, I look at the posts that my gals have done and blah, 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 you know. And it was the first thing. And so I went home, and he said, what happens, he says, is, and he's not an astrologer or anything, he says, but what happens is you feel all of this, and it's gnawing at you. And he says, I was hyperventilating. It stopped. Once I eliminated that, and it took a little time after that, I've been fine ever since. But
see,
you
that,
have to be, you know, it's, and I really think, you know, so Moon in Leo is tough. And in the seventh house, it's even tougher because people can really hurt you. You have to be careful when you, a Leo can be hurt. But they have the strength of a lion. So I always tell people, you can hurt me, but you better watch when I get up.
Yes, that's, I got a lot of Leo friends, Leo sun and moon friends. It's really funny how many Leo moons I have. Aries moon. Yeah, fire moons. And you know,
look out.
And and the thing is, I told this one Leo friend of mine, you know, from work. I said, you know, because he, you know, he got feelings hurt about something. And I said, that's the thing with Leo, with the moon there, you want to feel appreciated, you want to feel respected, and you want to be treated kindly. And if you don't, it can hurt you. I mean, you know, it's.
Oh,
it's
I get really
like
hurt.
Yeah,
you know, you're right. You hit it right on. It's true, and I can tell you firsthand because I'm so good at being so kind. I mean, you know, my son is in Sag, 2 degrees. Granted, it's not deep into the sign, and my ascendant is Capricorn. I will work as hard as I need to, but that Leo, I can be hurt. And sometimes it'll come from left field, and I'm not expecting it. And I'm not talking about men. I'm just talking about relationships, friendships in general. Even people that work for me, they don't even know it. But I can be hurt. And it's real tough, you know, it takes time to get over that. What you do is you don't let it fester. You don't let it hold on to you. You just got to work your way through it. I don't even know what the secret is because I don't have it. Because if I had it, I'd never get hurt again. But I don't have it.
You probably got some other things in your chart that give you that sensitivity like I do. You know, my grandfather used to say I always wore my heart on my sleeve. And I tell you what, that has been my biggest weakness was being too kind and trusting people too easily. And I had to learn that the hard way by getting hurt quite a bit. And it still happens now. I mean, I had a situation too with a kind of a negative person that has just never liked me for no reason. And I don't know, I've never done anything but be nice and kind. And I had, it really bothers me, which it does for Leos too, when people don't like us.
Right.
And then you
start to analyze, did I do something wrong? Did I say something wrong? Because granted, I had my son is in Sagittarius, and Sagittariuses can tell you things that other people only think about, but they can tell you.
I can let you have it.
But by the same token, I don't do that very often. And, you know, I always tell people I'm a horse. And I'm part man, part horse, and I have a bow and arrow. Be careful if I don't shoot the arrow at you.
That's right. I love that.
And that's the truth. That's the truth about Sagittarius.
It is.
But you know, it's only 2 degrees, so I do pick up Scorpio. That's where that, I don't get even. I'm not into that kind of thing. You know, Scorpios can be kind of, they can just try to get even. They try to do you in, stuff like that. No, I'm not like that at all. I'll just go pine away because of my Leo. And it's funny, if you think about it, everything that's in your chart is really you. Me, you, everybody. I mean, you know, you sit down and you think about it and look and analyze. That's why your books are so beautiful to have, because you can find out so much about yourself. You'll say, oh, my gosh, that is me. I didn't realize that. I would have never thought that. It's true.
Yeah.
It's not. You know, I mean, and sometimes, you know, you end up not being a nice person. So if you find out, well, gee, you have a big mouth. Why are you doing all that? You need to temper that a bit. I don't know now, but of course you see my ascendant is Capricorn. So I was telling the people on the show before you got on, I'm the little goat. I am going to outrun you, outlast you, outdo you getting to the top of that mountain. Don't even try.
True. Yes. And that is so true.
And that's the truth about me.
Well, that makes
and
sense.
And I didn't realize it until I got older.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it. Isn't that funny?
You know,
now, you know, like back to me, like my moon, my Cancer is ruling my seventh house.
Well, that's
oh, dear God.
The Cancer is where you get that sensitivity, that water to other people and how they treat you.
Yes.
And Cancers are very sensitive inside and caring. And when you get hurt, you could put a shell up and you have to withdraw and kind of escape into your comfortable space, which is typically the home, you know,
right.
to heal and recover from being hurt. And so you can go back out and having to deal with negative people that continually hurt you or take advantage of your kindness can be very draining. And with the moon in the seventh, you're going to like peace and harmony and stability in relationships. You know, you're going to like things to be balanced, fair, fairness, very fair.
Oh, you know, and that somebody said I should have been in politics because it's what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. And don't go in between.
Yeah.
Because we all know what's right and what's wrong.
True.
And that's the truth.
That's
really it. That's really, really it. So now tell us about your book here now. It's got all the signs in the houses. Now, where does the healing come in? Is it individual? Do you have special chapters on it? Tell us more on your book here.
Yes. So matter of fact, so in the beginning, I talk a little bit about healing. I talk a little bit, you know, how to find your moon sign, how to calculate it. I talk about how the moon is associated with the mother figure. So when we look at the moon, it kind of tells us a little bit about our mother's personality.
Oh,
and
yes. My mother was a Leo. Is that hilarious or what?
See, there you go. See, it's a science. I'm telling you. And,
she was
and
a Leo.
Then, see, and so it's interesting, you know, and it also, the moon sign, you know, shows where you find emotional fulfillment. I talk a little bit about that. I talk about values. Your moon sign shows what you value. And I talk a little bit about, you know, Dr. Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you know, physical, security, social, ego, self-actualization, you know, the pyramid. And the moon, you know, for us to be able to be emotional and become spiritual and achieve everything we want, we got to have the physical and security needs met first. And that's the moon sign.
Yeah.
And whatever house it's in is going to show where you find emotional fulfillment and security and comfort, et cetera. So for you, it's in the seventh house of marriage, partnership, relationships. They need
right.
to be balanced and stable and comfortable for you to be able to express your emotions and achieve what you want. You know, you like that. And so what I do is I go into, you know, healing our emotional wounds, and I go through each chapter is dedicated to each sign. You know, so we start with Aries. And we go straight down the line, you know, into Taurus, Gemini, all of them. And you can look up and read all about your moon sign, how you find happiness. I talk about how you transform and tips for healing, tips for resiliency, and what you value, where you find passion, some self-care tips too, right? And some prompts and affirmations. So, you know, for instance, with Aries, you know, Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. They're ruled by Mars. So I find that Aries overcome their anger, overcome things through anger, you know, through passion, through getting upset about something helps them finally move forward and move on from it quickly. And they're able to just kind of adapt and cut and keep going even if they're hurt. And they just move forward, right? And
right, oh, yeah.
A little too quickly because they don't always really heal fully the pain that has happened in their life emotionally. They just want the next adventure, the next challenge, and they just are very powerful, strong emotionally. So they're able to cut, you know, move forward and I'm over it, let's go. And they're, you know, motivated, optimistic kind of people. So they don't dwell in the past. Where when you have Taurus moon, they are all about the past. Connected to the past and nostalgia and childhood. And
you mean they hold on to things, grudges?
Oh, yes, grudges. They remember everything someone said or did to them from when they were a kid. Yes, and they're they can't help it because that's, you know, the Taurus is the past. It's our history. And Tauruses, they're known to be stubborn and strong-willed, and that's why they hold on to things. But they're very patient, and they have a very, very calming, stable, a solid, sturdy kind of an energy about them that's very soothing to other people. So, you know, they're affectionate. They're hardworking. You know, they're Earth Moon. So they heal by letting go of the past, and they heal by truly releasing things, not, you know, accumulating things too much and not getting bogged down in heavy energy and heavy emotions, but releasing emotions, whether they do exercise, talking, you know, to their friends, whatever they have to do to get that stuff out of their inner body, that helps them heal. And forgiveness. Forgiving and letting go of the past is big for Taurus men.
They remind me of a bull in a china shop.
They are.
Straightforward. I'm going there. That's my focus. I see it. I've got the eye on the prize. I'm going right for it. I'm not stopping. Get out of my way. I've noticed
exactly.
You, Taurus in general, Sun and Taurus is very similar, but the Moon, you know, sometimes people are a double. My husband was a double Aries. Ah!
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Well, he's since passed, but he had a volatile temper. I saw it in the very beginning when we first met, but, you know, you're young and love and all that, and you think, oh, it's okay, I get. But then as he got older, then it got worse, much worse. But, yeah, he was a double. I don't even know what his ascendant was, to tell you the truth, but I know he was a double Aries, and that's tough. So go to the next one. What's after Taurus?
Yeah. So Gemini. Gemini moons, they are, you know, they're the communicator. So they like to heal through sharing and networking and being social and being around friends and family, right? And doing fun things, getting their, you know, multitasking, being on the move. You know, as an air moon, you know, they're known to need movement and independence and to be able to, you know, joke and be witty and they get bored easy. So when things happen to them, you know, since they're air, they typically don't, you know, take it as personal, you know, as other, you know, water and earth signs. They kind of, you know, adaptable. They're very adaptable and changeable of their emotions, right? Their emotions adapt and change all the time. And they may be mad one minute, you know, they're the twin. So they might be upset, but then they're like, hey, let's go explore. Let's go hike. I want to go to the movies. I want to go to a party, whatever. And that's how they get their mind off of things, is to get mentally involved in something, whether it's, you know, doing a project or a puzzle or taking a class or, you know, whatever they got to do. That's how they heal, is by really, they don't really feel things. They intellectualize their emotions. So they talk about it, pretty good at healing because they're good at expressing themselves in words, you know, and that helps them connect their words with, you know, their emotions.
Well, you know, my best friend, her moon was not in, but her sun was in Gemini, and you really kind of described her. When she was upset, we'd have to go shopping. She'd have to buy things.
There you go. Yeah. Go out in public.
And
social.
If I got upset, I would brood. I would be sad. I would be into self, not her. Come on.
No.
We're gonna go shopping. I gotta go shopping. I mean, if a guy, I remember if a guy upset her, and it was her way of letting it out, I think. But I'd laugh at it, and especially when I got into astrology, she said, "What are you laughing about?" I said, "Oh my God, you're so typical." I mean, we could talk about her. She had so many personalities. I didn't even know it because I wasn't in astrology at that time. But then once I started learning, and I saw her with work people and with me, and I think, who is this woman talking? Who is she?
Yeah, that's Gemini. Gemini moons. They feel like there's like an electric kind of energy about them, kind of a childlike light, like a light energy. You know what I mean? Like not heavy. just kind of like a lighter, kind of changeable, kind of, you know, flowy kind of an emotional nature, right, with Gemini moon. And then, you know, the next one is Cancer moons, which, you know, are water. And Cancer moon is, you know, the moon rules the sign Cancer. So that's very much the cycles of the moon. The full moon affect Cancer moons more than anyone else. And, you know, they are nurturing, protective, and natural homebodies. And they feel most comfortable in their home. And they really heal through withdrawing from stress, from the world, and being in the confines of their home and having that solitude to really, you know, get in touch with their emotions and process them and feel them. And you know, if they have to cry or listen to music or do some kind of creative thing, can really help Cancer moons and taking care of other people. You know, they're the ones that are the caretaker. So taking care of people that are sick, their children, their spouse, their dog, you know, their pet and friends. And they like, you know, giving and serving other people, and that gets their mind off their own problems, right? And so sometimes they neglect their own emotional nature by helping everybody else around them. So it's important for them to sit down and really heal themselves, right, and face what they're feeling and try to overcome it, right, and not run away or just repress and hide their own emotions, right? And very intuitive people, Cancer moons, very sensitive, but also protective. You know, they got that shell, you know, that shell that they can put up, you know what I mean, and protect their soft interior. So they have a little bit of protection, you know, around them, which can help them. Sometimes people think Cancer moons are cold, and they're not cold. You know, they're very, very nurturing and very, very much emotional. They feel everything going on with people and around them, but they can hide it because they can have that shell up, you know, and you have to chisel it a little bit to get to the center. You know what I mean? And then once they trust you, they'll do anything for you. And they're a little bit overprotective, a little bit controlling, you know, with other people, but that's Cancer. And then we got, you know, your moon, which is Leo. And I find that Leo moons are fun-loving and super, you know, energetic and fun and optimistic and happy and flirtatious. And, you know, I always get along good with Leo moons. I think that, you know, I don't know what it's like to be a Leo moon, but, you know, I've met a lot of them, and they all really fit the same traits, you know, the emotional nature. But they're generous, but you know, they are big-hearted. You know, Leo rules the heart, so they have a big heart that can be heard, you know, as you were talking about earlier. Are you there?